The social media thing, because we were just mentioning it, you said don't ever look at any comments on anything.
Well, specifically you.
Me personally.
You can't handle
it. No, that's right. I can't handle that. You know that. I have people like always like trying to protect me from those comments.
They're buffers.
You know, unfortunately, in our sales meeting, our promotional meeting on Tuesdays, sometimes they don't know that rule, so they'll say, man, you got it up the rear on social media today.
And I'm like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
And you lost one of your allies up there, too.
Exactly.
In the Tuesday meeting.
He would try to...
He'd soften the blow sometimes.
He would try.
We try to deflect. That's all we do is try to keep them away from you.
But now...
Dave's not here!
So he no longer has, says to
yeah.
me. So one guy called me an F-tard, and I got, yeah. you know, I heard that. And so, but what I did see last week when Chris Dim bought me that great T-shirt that I love that has the Diet Coke can on it that is...
Big pink bow.
Pink bow.
It says Soda Lover or Soda Girl? Soda Lover?
Soda lover. Soda Lover. And it's like that Southern Supreme.
Simply Southern.
Simply Southern girl. And Biggie said some of the comments were, slay, and this and that, you know. And I thought, well, let me take a look at the picture. Yeah.
Go, girl.
Go, girl. I hadn't even seen the picture.
Live your truth.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sent it to your wife.
Well, yes. And she said, what is this picture? You know, this and that. And she didn't send it to me. So I thought, okay. I just looked on...
Well, let's just see what they're saying.
Let's see what they're saying. Oh, what I want to do is look at the picture, which I did, but there's, you know, 100 comments immediately below. It's like, well, let's see. And I saw slay and all that kind of stuff. And then one guy says, you know, look how old and anorexic you look, you know, to me. He's about me. He's like, look how old and anorexic. And I thought, you little.
You used to be.
Little so-and-so.
Little so-and-so. And I clicked on his photo. He's fat and bald. So I almost said, well, you're one to talk, you fat, bald, you know, F word.
Well, no, the easy way to do that is to take his picture and then go, this you?
Is that how you do that?
Well, actually, yeah, that's our friend Dave Aiken did that.
Well,
one time.
I know. Remember, I thought about him. I
some guy
about
called him fat and he
I know.
Just reposted he just, that guy's profile picture and said, really? You're fatter than me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what I wanted to say was, look at you. You're fat and bald. You're saying this about me?
That's my dead father.
I put it up to honor him.
He's been my profile picture since he passed. See, that's what will happen to you.
I'm glad I didn't do it.
Everybody else can get into a flame
I'm
war.
I'm glad I didn't do it.
You'll besmirch the memory of a dead man.
Today is actually the 1-year anniversary of his death. And you chose today.
He was throwing children out of a burning school.
Yeah. I'm sorry I made that comment about you, but I was just having a bad day due to the 1-year anniversary of my father's death.
That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. Thank God I didn't do it. Yeah. If I'd known how, I would have. I didn't even know how to do it.
It's best.
Yeah. It's best. Nobody teach me how to do it.
Stay out the comments.
Absolutely. I learned right there, I am not looking at any more comments, you know? And that one in particular, thank God I didn't know how to do it. I was like, you fat mother. I was so mad.
Do you know how much food I haven't eaten?
That's right. You know how much. I'm a breatharian.
I took my glasses off.
I'm a breatharian. That's right. All I do is breathe in air. You know how much food I don't eat so I cannot look like you fat load, you fat turd. But you're right. That was very likely his dead father. You cannot ever do that. I will never do that again. The social media
They named the school after him. After they rebuilt.
Yeah. NBC News is here now doing
1 year.
Store if you want to.
We didn't take any of his estate. We gave all the money to the kids he saved so they can all go to college.
Sorry I called you fat.
Skinny. He called me anorexic.
Skinny.
Old. He goes, look how old and sad and anorexic he looked. I was like, I was so mad.
Skinny people sag.
You know, We sag. That's why I tell my son, don't get fat, because then when you lose weight, you're going to start sagging, and you got to start getting like Botox or worse, mm-hmm. you know, to suck up all the stuff that you sag. That's
you know, right. I've been putting pictures of you on social media for years now. And let me tell you, you're never going to win.
No.
Because when I would put your fat pictures up, what would people say?
Fat.
With this load.
Nice face. Yeah.
I would bet that same guy that said you're
right,
too skinny
right.
once called you fat. Too
Wouldn't
fat.
That. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He needs to do something about that.
Yeah. Eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people say, eat a Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I had a lot of those.
Okay.
He's like, gee. Like, I looked at all the comments then. It's like, Jesus, why don't you eat a Snickers? And I was just sitting there just shaking. Yeah. Just
honey,
shaking.
Do we have any Snickers?
Exactly.
And then, once you did, let's say you gained 20 pounds.
Exactly.
Somebody would immediately put that picture up and be like, oh, look at him flowing up. You knew he couldn't make it last.
Let it go. That's right. He let himself go. You can never win.
You can never
win. On social media, you can never win.
No, it doesn't matter how fat, skinny, you're never going to win.
A dear colleague of ours once said, you can't win. He's right.
You cannot win.
You cannot win.
That's exactly right.